Hey everyone, Laura Burton with 416 Sales, and I hope you're having a great night. Sorry it's late again. Working, working, working. But we are getting closer to the launch of the new sales offer, and I'm really, really excited for you guys to check it out. And we're building everything, and it's really amazing to learn as much as I'm learning doing this process. And I'm actually becoming a little more tech savvy, which is amazing. And I want to talk a little bit about when you go out of your comfort zone, when you're going to do something new, it can get a little intense. You know, you're doing different things. And one of the things that we were told in doing this challenge, this 30-day challenge with ClickFunnels, was don't worry about how, find who can do things for you. Don't feel like you have to watch, you know, learn everything. You don't have to know how to do everything. You just have to find the people who know how to do what you don't know how to do so they can do it for you. And that has been a huge game changer for me. And they actually give us resources. So, you know, I have a tech person who's walking me through all these things that there's no way I would have figured all this out on my own. I mean, gosh, forget it. It wouldn't have happened. And the graphics and all the things that are coming together. So, you know, for me, it really is, it takes a village to make. It takes a village to make a success, and it's all the people that you gather around you to be on your team, the people who you find to help you, the people who are going to cheerlead you, the people who are going to want to be there with you, you know, through all of it, whether it's hard, whether it's however it's going. And the most interesting thing about it too is that I have no idea how this is gonna really go. I mean, you know, I don't know how much people are gonna like it. I hope everyone likes it. I hope you'll wanna try it out and get the free ebook and maybe try some of the coursework that's being offered. I really took a lot of time to think about what do people need to be successful in sales, you know, especially entrepreneurs. When I was doing internet marketing sales, I analyzed probably 15,000 business websites. And business owners, you guys are so talented, you know, you've just got this passion to do something wonderful for people. And sales isn't always a natural thing for everybody to be able to do. And so I just remember, you know, looking at websites and there was no marketing message. And there was, you know, the sales were the hardest part. And the marketing was challenging, you know, it was like, let me just do the thing I know how to do. And sometimes it's not gonna work if a business owner cannot sell what they do effectively. It's gonna be really, really hard for them to stick with it and stay in business. You know, sales are the lifeblood of everything. So I put together these tools and I put together a package and in a way to help you guys really succeed and also have accountability and do the things that are gonna be right for you. Because it's always about making those right decisions. You know, I talked about what my mom told me when I was younger. You know, and her advice was, you know, Laura, excuse me, Laura, at the end of the day, you know, there are going to be people who are going to want you to do things for them. You know, there are going to be things that people are going to say, you know, hey, do this, or hey, can you do this, and whatever the circumstance. But when you close your eyes at night, you have to live with what you did. Nobody else does. And it can be lonely when you're a business owner. It can be lonely when you're off doing some things. And so I just want to encourage you to find resources, find people. You know, don't worry if you know how to do something or not. Find somebody who does. You know, find the people who are going to be able to help you and be on your team and, you know, and do little steps. You know, you don't have to do big things. Just do the next thing. Just keep doing the next thing and the next thing after that. And that's going to really just be that pathway because, you know, all these little things add up. And sometimes I find it's some little tiny decision that seemed very, very insignificant to me that made a big difference in my direction of where I ended up going and how things ended up being for me. And sometimes it's easy to look at, you know, especially if things are hard, you know, if something is tough, it doesn't mean it's wrong. It doesn't mean it was a mistake. It just means that this is a hard part of what you're doing and hang in there, you know? Everybody has hard. There isn't anyone whose life goes without a hitch, you know? The more you do, the more you have to solve, the more you have to figure out. And just embrace that and have fun with that. So I'm going to get going because I actually still have more work to do, which is fun. And but take care of yourselves. Be nice to yourselves. Do great things. And I'll catch you tomorrow. Thanks for watching, you guys.